Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
You know the drill. It's metal with a yellow handle, makes holes in things. Anyway, do let me know if it turns up. Also, the following podcast is not real. Craig, didn't you have a quick thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention we're doing a live show at the Now Hear This Festival in New York next month. And when I say we, I mean Sean and Usador, because it's a live Gettin' Nuts, which is a spectacle you are not going to want to miss. The festival runs all weekend, September 8th through the 10th, and our special live show is Saturday the 9th, so if you can only make it for one day, some single-day tickets were just released. Three-day tickets are still available, and the first 100 people to use our offer code, MAGIC, at checkout, save $20 on a three-day pass. The festival lineup includes How Did This Get Made, Doughboys, Larry Wilmore and Comedy Bang Bang, plus smart shows like Planet Money and LeVar Burton Reads. So go to NowHearThisFest.com to get tickets. That's NowHearThisFest.com.
A Gettin' Nuts live show? Was a jar of spare change rolling down a mild incline for 30 minutes unavailable? But enough prelude. If this was the Thrones opening sequence, by now we'd be building Dorne. Enjoy the show.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About 2 years and many months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I'm using it to upload a podcast I record every week at the behest of the Dark Lord who's making me do it. But you know what? I think we're going to be able to use this podcast to defeat the Dark Lord. Did you hear that, Dalton? Probably not, because last week you said you're going to stop listening. Regardless, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you don't know yet.
And I'm Lil Squish.
Yes. And
hashtag little squish in it.
Hashtag little squish in it.
Wow.
Like, are you little squishing it or
yeah,
are you little squish
I think
in
it's
it?
Actionable. It's little squish in it.
Oh, I see. It's not that you're in
it's not that I'm up like, in it. It's like little squish in it.
I see. It's not like, oh God, what's this in my soup? Little squish is in it.
Now I hate this name. Just call me Fart Darkness.
All right, that's fine. All right, guys, okay, let's cut out everything we've done so far. Let's start the episode over. Mundle, you don't have to play the whole song. Just maybe play the last little bit of it. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
I actually like Lil Squish. I'm going to stick with
Lil Squish. Okay, you're going to go with Lil Squish? Oh, God.
Fine. Hashtag
okay.
Lil Squish in it.
All right. Okay, great. I just want to make sure that I retain that great reference to Dalton.
But
from
Fart
last
Darkness
week.
Has such a... Yeah, let's do it. All.
Yeah, this is turning into your Fart of Darkness. All right. Mundle, you good? All right. Awesome. Hello from the
Lil Squish. Final answer, Lil Squish.
Lil Squish.
Lil Squish.
Okay. You know what? I'm glad you didn't interrupt me because actively I started saying it and I actually didn't know which one it was supposed to be.
Can I be honest? I've been feeling a little weird, a little out of sorts,
yeah.
If I may.
Something's been
because
up
because recently
you.
I went to the doctor
uh-huh.
and I found out one of my buttholes is haunted.
What?
One of my two buttholes is haunted.
There are doctors in this town?
Yes.
I have so many things I should see the doctor here about, including something about my butthole.
Well, you know, the other day when we had King Krom on and he said that we should go to a crypt tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I went to a crypt and...
Little ghost just snuck up in
little
there.
Little ghost snuck up in there.
Oh, no.
Little squish up in it.
Oh, I see. So a ghost entered your butthole. It's not that something died in your butthole.
No, not that I know. I think something snuck up there.
So. Here, let me see what I can do.
Get out of there! Get out!
Anything?
I saw a pair of eyes pop out.
Let me try something.
Okay.
Go into the light.
That's
good
advice.
And by the light, I mean out of that butthole.
Anything?
No, nothing.
Do you see a pair of eyes?
No. Hey, you know what? I feel like I'm being tricked into just looking at your butthole.
No, certainly not.
Why would I do that?
Great.
A little squishing it.
Too many pranks.
That prank was developed by our good friend, April Fools.
April Fools.
My best friend in the entire world.
That's right.
What is going on? You seem very uncomfortable.
Yeah, cloak doesn't seem very comfortable. It's fine. I'm sure it's fine.
That reminds me. Usidor, is April going to get you into the Dark Lord's birthday party that's coming up soon?
Oh, I hope so. Because if I'm there in some disguise, I shall challenge him to a one-on-one duel and defeat him once and for all.
I didn't know this was happening, but it seems like...
The birthday bash?
Yeah, it seems like we're now committed to trying to go to this birthday party.
I've been assigned beef duty.
Beef duty?
Yeah, I've been told I have to accumulate heaps of beef.
Just, you got to collect heaps of beef?
You know as much as I do. I've been told heaps of beef.
Yeah, so you got beef?
I mean, I don't have beef.
Who you got beef with?
What?
Who you got beef with?
I don't have beef with anybody.
Really? Nobody?
No, wait. Are we talking
you've
literally?
You've made some enemies.
Oh, I thought we were literally talking about beef.
We are.
No. Mm-hmm.
Heaps of it.
Yes.
Well, I don't have beef.
But you have enemies. And when you have an enemy, the way that they let you know that you're their enemy is they collect lots of dead cows and prepare them for supping.
Oh, I guess I got to start collecting beef.
Can we start the show over?
Okay. Sure. All right. Mundle, go ahead. Just don't
introduce me as Heaps of Beef.
Heaps of Beef?
Yeah, that's going to be my new name.
All right. Okay, great. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host.
Little Squish still has a great ring to it. It's still a little squish.
It's still a little squish.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fienyuk.
Snug-nosed motorboat.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gaspanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Aye, for if I were to utter these names aloud, surely the fire within your soul would be extinguished, and you would drop dead immediately.
Damn. Felt that.
Yeah, I did too. That was good. We can't start over. We got it.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper. Yeah.
That is a keeper.
So what are we doing this week?
Oh, you know what? Let's talk to our guest. I'm very excited. I met this dude. He was just kind of hanging out at the tavern, having a drink. His name is Rocky. And Rocky, why don't you come go ahead and sit down with us?
Is that all right?
Yeah, please
Alrighty.
Do.
All righty.
Rocky is a salesman.
Used horse salesman, to be exact.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Full name, Rocky Cocodino.
Rocky Cocodino. Rocky sells horses.
Rocky Cocodino.
Used horses. You got to say used horses.
Oh, I have
these
to say
are,
used.
These are used horses, my
Okay.
Rocky Cocodino. I like that. I like the way that rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Can we start over? Can you introduce me as Rocky Cocodino? How attached to this name are you?
100%.
Okay. Never
Family
mind.
Name. Cocodino.
No. Chunt, you can't just take other people's names.
I'm just having fun with it.
Rocky, have you ever wanted to have a different name?
I tried Tododino one time.
Tododino?
Rocky Tododino. Cocodino is what rolls off the tongue for most people.
Yes, I prefer Cocodino. Yes, let's not restart the podcast and let's all have the names we've got right now.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Is that good with you, Little Squish?
Little Squish, Nat. Did you bring any used horses with you?
Yeah, they're outside right now. You can kind of see them through the window looking in here at me.
Okay.
We're on our way back for the great night of horses tonight. So.
Oh.
Is that tonight?
That's tonight.
I can see them there through the window. That old gray mare ain't what she used to be.
No. There's a couple out there. One's missing a back leg. You got another one out there. He's got half a horn. And then you got a magic one out there that, here's what happens with the magic horse. You guys know about magic horses, right?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. These magic horses can talk.
I've been fooled before. I've talked to some horses who I think we're actually talking, and I talked to some horses who I think we're just eating peanut butter.
Yeah, do these horses just have peanut butter in the mouths?
No, but they do love peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, these are just...
Who doesn't love peanut butter?
Yeah, people who are allergic to legumes.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, save it for getting nuts.
So the old... this old magic horse... counter spells. He tries to cast a spell on a wizard. He gets countered back in his face, turns his head practically all the way around. So this horse is walking around with half a head. Well, not half a head, but a head turned backwards.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely embarrassing. Here's what I say.
That's got to be tough to ride a horse with his head turned backwards.
You don't ride a magic horse.
How do you even fit on that thing?
But wait, his head's backwards?
Yes.
That's like a best case scenario because we all know that hindsight's 20/20, so this horse is going to figure it out.
I've got a question about what the expression hindsight is 20/20 means on Foon. Exactly.
If you can see your own ass or your hindquarters.
Yes. If you can see the ass that you bought from this man.
That's perfect. And Foon, 2020 is like, absolutely.
Oh, okay. 2020.
Very, very hard to get an ass clean in Foon. So
yeah.
It's a good thing. If you can see your own ass, you got a cleaner ass than the guy next to you.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Let's be honest. It's hard to get your ass clean on any world.
I'm doing all right.
I think you just have low standards on what a clean ass is.
Maybe.
Now, this horse is missing a back leg. Mm. Sell me on him. Or her.
Here's what I always say about my horses. These are used horses. They are not used up horses.
Oh.
Okay, these horses are still good for many jobs. Stick a tabletop on them. Have them walk around. You got yourself a moving table.
Oh, horse table.
Yeah, some are just looking for a place to kind of hobble around and walk around. This horse in particular, not a lot of uses for him. I've tried replacing his leg a couple times with other table legs, with other horses' legs. He just caught an infection. He's probably the longest horse I've had. So actually tonight is his horse dance night. Where we will have the horses gather around in a circle. We'll sing the song.
Oh.
And then all the other horses will trample him to death.
Oof. Oh, they shoot horses, don't they?
Hmm?
Never mind.
I'm very impressed that this horse with three legs is able to stand up at all. I would think that must have taken some training and some doing on his part, or your part.
He gets maybe 3-4 gallops at a time, and then he just topples over. Mm. So
how many gallops per hour?
Gallops per hour?
Yeah.
Gallops per hour.
Don't lie to me.
No, I'm going to say it's...
Earlier, I made this guy look at my ass. So
hey, let me ask you a question. How many gallops is too low?
Anything under 25 and no thanks.
Well, he's just above that, 35, my man.
Oh, man, okay.
Yeah.
That's great that I had an answer and then you added 10 to it.
Yep, ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
Checks out.
Yeah.
So this horse without a back leg.
Mm-hmm. 25 gallops an hour?
Yes.
Oh, three legs.
It's really not a lot of gallops.
Yeah, this horse is not hot to trot, okay?
You could walk faster than
Do
that.
Do not take this horse near a hill. He will roll down and he won't stop. It doubles the amount of time it takes us to get back to the farm.
Is that just because he likes having fun?
I think it's fun for him at first, and then once he keeps rolling, doesn't stop.
He keeps rolling. I'll take it.
Wait, no, first of all, guys, this is just an interview. We're not here to buy a horse.
There's Why that not? Saying, when in Foon.
You're always in Foon.
There's that saying, all roads lead to Foon.
Well, all roads,
there's that
this
saying,
is Foon.
Foon is where the heart is. There's that saying, when Foon ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
I love that saying.
How much for this horse?
Without the back leg?
Does it have a name?
Christopher.
Christopher.
Yeah. Named himself.
I'll take it. Wait, how much?
Well,
See what a good consumer I'm being? Mm-hmm. How much first?
Well, how much is the least amount you would pay for this?
I don't know. I guess I have...
Put it out on the table. Let's
go. Here's all my money.
Wait, why do you carry all your money around with you? First of all, don't let him see all the money you have.
I trust this man. Why would I not trust a man named Rocky Cocodino?
Rocky Cocodino.
Rocky Cocodino.
You've got about 310 gold pieces.
So I have 310.
Well, this horse is 320.
Are you... He took what I had and he added 10 to it.
So if you can grab 10 more bucks from one of these friends.
Arnie, give me 10 gold.
I don't have a lot of gold. Okay, look, let me pull out all the gold I have. Look, I have 15 gold. That's 15 all gold. I have. I don't 15? Know if I can give you 10.
Would you take 325?
I hate to take a little bit more money, but You know what?
If I don't sell him,
he's going to get trampled tonight.
Thank you so much. Yeah, oh, I don't. If there's a band of horses and there's a funeral for them, I would be so sad. Mm-hmm. So let's here 325.
I'll say, oh, this looks good.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Actually, would you mind biting into all of those just to double check?
Yeah, let me.
So they're bitcoins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure you're getting paid properly.
Arnie,
yeah.
Why are you upset that I'm buying a horse? Well, first of all, you don't need a horse. We're trapped in this town. It's not so big. You need a horse to get that far in it.
Remember when there was that tiny horse with the top hat?
Yeah.
Remember I turned into it?
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on. Buying a horse to fuck?
No.
That's creepy.
No. I bought it to ride around.
This one's chocolate.
Well, all right.
That's mine. That's definitely mine.
So 324, whatever that is.
It's 320 somewhere.
What kind of chocolate is that?
Oh, that's Migassian chocolate.
Migassian chocolate. Oh, yes. A couple of fancy boys here, huh?
Yes.
That's delicious.
Yes.
Well, I already bit into it, so I should probably have it, huh?
What?
I think it's yours now, yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll eat chocolate someone else has bitten some of.
Why?
Because it's chocolate.
Mm.
Let me ask you guys a question here.
Sure.
What's your favorite kind of horse?
Mm.
And let me take it back one step further. Do you ride a horse?
I ride my friend, Grimhoof. The fifth fastest horse in Foon.
And I now ride Christopher, who gets around. Don't ride him up a hill.
Down a hill.
Down a hill. Don't ride him down a hill, because he'll keep rolling.
But could you ride him up a hill?
You could certainly give it a shot.
But then you'd be on top of a hill.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Listen, when I go to work, I have to ride a horse up a hill both ways in the snow.
Oh, boy. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Dad.
I've never ridden a horse.
You've never ridden a horse before?
No, never.
Could you bring one into the tavern?
I could go grab
one. So Arnie could ride it?
Oh, yeah.
Let's be very clear. I am not going to buy a horse.
Oh, no, no. But let's see how you look inside of it.
Inside of it?
What did I say? On it. Let's see how you look on it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What?
I just mean, like, let's kick the hooves a little
bit. Although, you know, let's be fair.
I think your first theory might be right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let me go grab one of these guys. I'll bring him on in here. You can take a seat on them.
Sure.
Sound good?
Yeah, totally. Guys, while he's out there.
We don't have to whisper while he's out there.
Oh, you're right. Guys, while he's out there.
Don't shout either.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Guys, while he's out there, let's be cool when he gets back in here, all right?
What do you mean? I'm being cool as fuck. Little Squish.
Look, he's going to...
When you little squish upon a star.
You already gave him all his money.
Why did you say it like that, first of all? When you little squish
I just made that up.
You already gave him all your money. There's no threat here.
Look, guys, this is how I was playing it cool. I have more money than that.
What? Oh, good. We'll tell him. Here, hey, we have more money.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, fantastic.
Lied before.
We lied before. We have a lot more money. All right, put it on the table.
I didn't lie.
I think if we're doing a little horse sale here, we got to put all the money on the table.
I'm not buying a horse.
You don't know that yet. I'd hate to have you sit on him and then not have the money ready to go.
Guys,
just see how it feels.
I'm sorry, Rocky. I just don't like salespeople.
Oh.
Let me ask you a question.
He's sitting right there. You told us to be cool.
Let me ask you a question. Why is that?
I feel like they're always, like, trying to get one over on me.
I'm not trying to get one over on anyone. I'm trying to find a good home for these used horses. These horses have seen all kinds of battle, okay? These are old knights' horses. I used to be a squire myself.
Oh.
And what the knights told me was to put these horses down after battle. One of the worst thing that ever happened to the horse was the giant spear. It goes right into its chest. The problem is it doesn't kill it. There's enough muscle there to block it.
Oh.
But they think that it's going to kill the horses. It's not. These horses are just fine. But most of them do have spears going straight through their bodies for life.
Spears for life? Arnie, we got to buy some more horses. We got to save them.
I know, but I've just had bad experience with salesmen on my world. Like, I went to go buy a car, and, you know, I thought I was getting something good, and I walked away with a Pinto.
Oh, a Pinto. That's a great horse.
No,
I mean, it's not as good as a Mustang, but it's a pretty good horse. Listen, I know you've probably walked around Foon. You've seen a lot of people who live in their huts, and in their front yard, they have a horse with no legs up on blocks. And I know it's like, what, am I just going to accumulate a bunch of horses?
Uh-huh.
But you got to get at least one. How old are you?
41, I think.
And you've never owned a horse?
Never owned a horse
before.
You've got to
experience the wind in your hair, man.
Look, we live in a city where it's very easy to get around Hog's Face. Like, I don't need to own a horse. I could always just hop on a magic carpet that's going by or...
You're 41?
Yeah.
Much older.
What? I mean, I might be 42. I'm not great with math, but I think I'm 41.
All right.
Now your wrinkles tell a tale, my man.
Wait a second. Are you guys saying I look old?
I thought you were at least 100.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I gotta get a fucking cool horse. Guys, how much money do you have?
Let me
spend all my money.
Let me talk to the mouse in my hat. Hello? Hello?
Here.
Nibbles, I need the rent.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna talk to the ghost in a little Squish's butthole. Hey, ghost! Do you got any money?
I need the rent. Yes. Yeah,
while you guys are doing that, I'm going to psych up my horse here that I got for you.
All right. I'm going to look in the walls for more clues.
I was talking to his butt, and he just walked away.
I couldn't help but overhear you guys might need some extra coinage.
Tussidor.
No, Tussidor. We don't need anything from you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, you know.
I'm here if you need me. And remember, my name is Tussidor, and if you need to reach me, take a look in a mirror, see yourself, and recognize that any answer you may have yourself.
Oh.
You are complete. Everything that needs to be revealed is inside of you.
Ugh, I'd love to set you on fire.
You're right, Tussidor. I am complete, and I don't need a cool new horse to make me more complete.
Of course you do.
And also, Usidor, you're right. We should set Tussidor on fire.
All right.
I'll pay you 250 gold coin not to. Here you
go.
Okay,
fair enough.
Guys, I just made a bunch of money.
I already have 2,200.
What? From a mouse?
Rocco.
How much rent is?
Rocky Cocodino, what is the smallest, reddest, most topless horse you have?
The smallest, reddest, most topless horse
that
I have?
You want like a topless horse,
right? Pervert.
Well, at least
a
retractable.
The horse
you want a retractable top on the horse.
Let the horse stay clothed.
We can get you a small horse. It would kind of be funny to have you riding around on a small horse. That can kind of be your new M.O.
No, here's the thing. I need something with some leg room.
I got a couple with some leg room for sure.
Okay.
Well, this one that I brought in has a built-in saddle. Got a hammer dropped right through the middle of it.
Oh.
So you're going to be riding low on this bad boy, but he's a keeper, and he's a real fine guy.
Hmm. Oof. Hey, buddy, what's your name? Is he a talking horse?
No, this is just a regular horse. I'm sorry.
Now, what's his name?
This is Jinzo.
Jinzo.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now, how much does this horse cost? Because we have 2,450 gold pieces.
450.
And not a penny more.
Well, he's got the built-in saddle. So that comes standard. That's standard. That doesn't come on all the horses.
Yeah.
You guys kind of lucked out.
When the saddle's built in, the heat from the horse heats it up.
The heat from his insides, yeah.
Does it have trot control?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, full trot control. Oh, forward, backwards, good. Side to side. This is a four-hoof trunk.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
What are we looking at in the trunk?
Chunt, come on.
Long, lazy tail. It's just got
you're not going to fuck my horse.
One mid-size butthole, if that's what you're asking me. And mid-size. I get a lot of guys asking
mid-size.
About it. Mid-size, yeah.
Is that going to fit everything we need to put in there?
I mean, it's pretty... When I say standard, it's pretty big.
Yeah,
it's pretty big. You can
fit... We're getting groceries.
You and your friends can definitely fit whatever you need to bring in there.
Are there mare bags?
Yeah, and they say Rocky Cocodino on them. So,
oh, nice. Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Oh.
Do you know about mare bags?
No, what's a
mare
bag?
It's if your horse is not paying attention or falls asleep, you slam into something, in its mane, this bag will open up. But it's only if the horse is a mare.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Just to help protect your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what did you say the horse's name was?
Jinzo?
That's not a mare.
Hey, that's not a mare.
You can't have mare bags.
But we're willing to forgive you because so far you've been so honest and sincere.
I appreciate that. And I apologize that I lied to you up front. This horse's name is David.
I lied to you. I still have 30 more gold coin, and I'm going to give it to you for being so honest.
What?
Oh, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. See, I don't understand what the problem is, Arnie. What don't you like about me? I seem like a very nice guy. I came here. I saw you guys... Doing the old
wait, wait,
cast
first of all,
here?
You just said, I seem like a very nice guy.
Is that what I said?
Why would you say it like that? Why wouldn't you just
because
say, I am
cocky.
A nice guy?
Because he's Rocky, not cocky.
I'm allowing
speaking
you
from
to
your
him.
Point of view and saying that he realizes that he seems like a nice guy to you because he's been very nice up until now.
Well, I'm going to speak from his point of view. I'm a salesman, and I've convinced myself that I have to do anything to make money, but I'm going to stick it to other people.
Wow. No. What's happening here is, now I'm going to impersonate you. I'm a salesman. I'm deeply interested in your needs.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you questions to learn more about you and what it is that you need so that I can come up with a solution for those needs.
Well, you
and now
I'm
going to impersonate someone.
Welcome to my tavern. Yes.
I don't sound anything like that.
Listen, let's take a quick break. Arnie, I'm going to convince you to buy this horse, whatever it takes.
And I'm going to help. And also, just off the top, never say I'm a salesman.
What do you say?
Say what you're selling.
Oh, I'm a horse.
I'm a used horse salesman.
Of course.
You say it at the end of the sentence. You don't say, I'm a salesman. I'm a used horse salesman.
So let's...
Don't double up.
Let's put death to that term.
Death of a salesman?
Yes, that's what I just said. Don't use it anymore.
All right, sorry I biffed that. All right, let's take a quick break.
I'm happy.
Okay. You know what? I could see myself buying a horse.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think I'm gonna sleep on it.
On the horse?
I'm gonna sleep. I'm not gonna buy a horse today. I'm gonna think about it, and
Arnie,
you know, if
Rocky
I really...
Cocodino gave an intake of breath, you're upsetting him.
Are you okay, Rocky?
I just think.
Are you choking? Kiss him on the neck.
Could somebody kiss me on the neck, please, just to make sure I'm not choking?
Fine.
Look here. I'll show you. If you're choking, I should get behind you and put my arms around you.
You know what? The only thing I'm choking on is this decision you decide to make.
Oh.
Because I'm gonna tell you something. These horses, even though they're used, they're going fast.
They could be dead by tomorrow?
They could be dead by tomorrow.
That would be bad.
The horse dance is tonight. And sometimes when one horse is getting trampled, two horses get trampled.
Oh, no.
Oh no. Jinzo.
Jinzo could
go. His name is David.
David.
Oh, I thought it was Jinzo.
That was a lie. That was one of who knows how many lies.
Wait, is my horse still named Christopher?
Yes.
Wait.
Look at the look in his eyes.
Yes, have so many S's at the end.
Your horse's name is Comrade.
Comrade?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a cool name.
That's a better name.
Yeah.
Why would you lie and call
for short?
Why would you call him? What was his
first? It was a classic undersell, and I apologize. That's how I jacked up the price.
Can I call it Rad? Will it respond to Rad?
You know, some of these horses aren't going to respond to anything. That's the thing. They can barely hear. They can barely see. They're just trying to get by looking for a place to go.
I have noticed that some of these horses are, like, propped up with sticks.
Yes.
Look, what's it going to take for you to take our money?
It's going to take Arnie to pull the trigger here. I got a beautiful horse standing right next to me, deep body saddle.
I do like the look of that deep body saddle, I've got to confess. Here's my question, though. What does the expression pull the trigger mean on Foon, exactly? Like, I know what that means on Earth.
With a crossbow.
Oh.
Pull the trigger on a crossbow.
Yeah.
Lock it in there.
This means you're, cock you're, it back, you're pull the made trigger. A decision. Mm-hmm.
It's also a euphemism for masturbation.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how I was using pull the
trigger. I see. What's it going to take for me to masturbate?
Yes. Because you're going to be so happy, the only thing you want to go home and do is look at this horse and masturbate.
Yeah, well, that's a little squish over here.
When you think about it that way.
I think I finally figured out why your name is Lil Squish.
Uh-oh.
When you think about it that way. Isn't masturbation just a way to make yourself happy?
Yeah.
And isn't buying this horse just a way to make yourself happy? Don't you deserve to be happy, Arnie?
Well, of course I deserve to be happy.
I know, but you never have been. And this could be your first opportunity to be happy ever.
It's true. If I had a horse, I could probably get around town a little easier or at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I finally do leave the tavern more often, I could have a horse to ride around.
You find a horse, you can start to look for portals opening up, maybe get back home. Yeah. Remember that? Remember getting back home?
Yeah.
Remember when that was a thing?
Those first two reasons were kind of just the same thing, said in a different way.
You can get a portal tracker for your horse.
Ooh, that's great.
A portal tracker
for
my horse?
Does not come standard, unfortunately. It's an extra 2,000 gold, but it certainly tracks a portal.
I'll get you a portal tracker. Let's not go nuts here.
Oh, so you're saying I shouldn't get all the extras from Rocky here. You can, like, get
I can.
Things.
If we want to do some add-ons, I can enchant a rock to become a portal tracker. We don't have to get that from Rocky.
Or you can just go to Horse Zone.
You can go to Horse Zone.
Oh, Horse Zone. Don't go to Horse Zone.
What's a Horse Zone?
That's all your horse needs.
Oh. No.
Get the horse's blood changed, rotate the legs.
The blood change barely works. I'll change the blood of the horse just before you buy it from me.
Oh.
And you can come back to me. I'll do 3 free blood changes.
Could you do that right now?
That'd be a good deal.
Let's see one of these blood changes.
You want me to do a blood change right now?
Yeah. First of all, what blood are you going to put in that horse?
New blood?
New blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, new blood.
You take out the old and you put in some new blood.
But where are you getting this new blood from?
I always carry a couple of bags of blood on me.
Yeah, you got to have some
I'm
extra
not crazy.
Blood.
Oh. Or we can all link up and give them a little human blood.
Use the bags. Use the bags, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Why don't you pop outside, we'll watch through the window, we'll watch you change the blood.
Guys,
okay,
he's just
make sure you're watching, because it's a pretty complicated process. So I just want to show you that I'm doing something for you.
Guys, this fucking salesman is just trying to bleed us dry.
Keep watching.
Now that Rocky's gone,
yeah,
we need to really buy these horses, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think we're about to lose the deal, so we need to pull the trigger on this deal as soon as possible.
I'm afraid he's going to sell these horses to someone else.
Yeah, can't you tell how much he doesn't need our business?
Yes.
Look, I am going to buy a horse.
Oh, fuck. He just cut open that horse's neck.
Oh, that horse is dead now.
Oh, that horse that is not going to make it through
that. Definitely dead.
You guys watch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's so much blood just immediately. Why did he cut
is
so deep?
Is that horse dead? Is that horse dead?
Not yet. We got pure moments before I have to switch the blood back in.
Guys, here's what we do. We still buy the horse. We take that horse's head that he cut off. We put it in Tussidor's bed.
Oh.
Send him a message.
Yes.
I like that, but I'm...
That's getting some beef.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to spend money on a dead horse.
Okay, here we go.
Hey.
Fresh blood.
Rocky, I've got some bad news for
you. Let me tell you. Here, how about this? Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in a couple extra blood bags so you can change the blood.
Okay.
I'll throw in the portal tracker.
Mm-hmm.
For 3,500 gold.
Oof. That's a steal.
Arnie, do it. You're robbing him.
Look, I wasn't born yesterday.
He was born 41 years ago, or 42.
Yeah, I can't remember. Are there cup holders?
You better believe it. The ears also operate as cup holders.
Oh, so I can just, like, stick a cup in the horse's ear?
And he won't even mind. He can't hear
a thing. He probably will hear better with a cup in his ear.
They're mostly deaf horses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So not a very good sound system.
No, unfortunately not.
Sorry, I'm out.
But
if I'm going to buy a vehicle to ride around in, I will pretend that I know what I'm talking about, but I really will just focus on the sound system.
Well, those ears don't come standard. You got to upgrade the ears, which I can do for you as well.
How do I upgrade the ears? Oh, wait. Are you just going to cut his ears off?
Well, it is yet
How
to
else
be seen.
Would he upgrade
I don't want to give away
guys,
my
look,
secrets.
Look, he's got a fucking bag of horse ears.
I want to give him our money.
Can we start over the episode? I want to be called Comrade.
All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what
No,
you need.
Little Squish is still better.
No, Little Squish. All right, fair enough. Well, Rocky, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm sorry that I'm not going to buy a horse.
I'm just around the corner if you're ever looking for anything. I'm always getting new used horses.
I'll keep that in mind, Rocky, and if I'm in the mood for like an Italian stallion or something like that, I'll come look you up.
Okay, I appreciate
Rocky,
it.
Rocky, I feel just terrible. Here's all of my gold.
No, don't.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I Arnold should have bought a horse from you, and he didn't, so I don't want to look like a chump. So, here, just take all my money.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'm going to throw in a nice little horse for you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't even need a horse.
This is Chad.
Oh, hi, Chad.
Hello. Is his name really Chad?
It's Chode.
Chode. Oh.
I changed it just a little bit, but I apologize.
Who named that horse Chode?
It was a troll's horse.
That is the whitest horse I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's very
wide.
Short.
Truly one of the widest. I mean, I tried to get him inside. He couldn't fit through the door.
It's not very long at all, but it is wide.
Yes.
It's a wide horse.
You can fit maybe 6-7 people on there.
Yeah, put a blanket up there and have a picnic.
Did Yusuf ever tell you about the time he rode through the desert on a horse with no name?
No. What happened?
Well, it felt good to get out of the rain.
That's why I went to the desert.
I had to think through that.
Yeah.
To remember.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I couldn't remember until I thought about it all the way through.
He's, what, 300 years old? There's been so many adventures. Side quests.
Guys, we spend too much time just immediately saying whatever. Let's feel okay with just pausing. To be fair, we should think about what we say ever before we say it.
Which brings me to my new segment, Thinkin' Buds.
Thinkin' Buds.
Ooh.
Please submit some bangin' buds, but have them be a little more thoughtful. Maybe even shorter so that we can read them. I feel like all the submissions I've gotten have been way too long.
No, are they still sensual, or are we replacing sensual with intellectual?
They're sensual, but they're thoughtful about how sensual they are.
And short.
Yeah.
Good.
Look, take a lesson from Usador's new horse, Chode. Don't make them so long. Just make them wide in thoughtfulness.
Should we do some emails?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I got an email here. This is from Alexander. Says, hello, I just want to thank you guys for keeping my...
Hello.
Arnie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you guys for keeping my spirit up while I work. I work as a postman in a small town in Germany while on summer break. Unfortunately, delivering letters and packages is not very magical, except for a few old evil witches who scream at me every once in a while. Anyways, thanks for making a lot of my days a little bit more magical and exciting. Cheers, Alex.
Oh, and also, Alex, your real name is... Bucky Conklin. I forgot last week that I said I was going to start telling people what their Earth names are.
Oh, that's good.
I also have a question here. This is for Usador, actually.
Oh.
But it's to the Chunt Gmail. That's Chunt at Gmail with 6 T's. This is from Caleb in Canada. It says, now that Usador is imprisoned in the tavern, which, are you still under lock and key?
Oh, yes. I'm just a weak old man.
Okay, well.
I'm fine. I have my powers, but I can't let people know.
Caleb wants to know, who has been taking care of your cat? You know, the one that he used to sic upon the smorps.
Oh, that's right, your cat.
Well, Azazel is taking care of herself. She's a cat. She kind of comes and goes as she pleases.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It also says, Arnie, did you have any pets on Earth?
You know what? I have a dog named T, and I hope the T's doing all right. I'm sure my wife and child are taking care of her.
What's its real name?
Its real name is Sandy Apples. And Caleb, your real name... is Long Mumps.
Oh.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Thanks for writing, Long Mumps.
Do you get any emails?
Oh, I did, actually. I got one here. It just says, hey, guys, I just returned home to Detroit from a trip to Chicago. My last stop on the way out was at a Burger King to grab something to eat. Oh, careful. That could go either way. And I'm not even talking about dimensional portals. I was in a hurry, so I went through the drive-thru. When I got my order, I noticed a strange piece of parchment stuffed in my bag, which read the following. The Lay of Foon. Lo, behold this foon, fertile and festive, its magic full. Realm of many, turncoats and thieves, bards and beasts, romantics and rascals. A time of plenty has gone. This land laid waste with longing, evil eye, lurching in fear, dark lord laughing, long limbs leeching from life, depraved and desolate. Nameless, his numerous numbers unknown. Unleashed legions left unchecked. But hold.
But hold.
But
was that all leading up to butthole? Leave the butthole jokes to us, sir.
But hold these three holes or measures of men, heroes held, warriors of waiting, hidden real realms and wrath. Boon brothers bravely will breach black gates gone. Witness. A merry mustelid, banging badger, chunt's choice, cunning and quick of wit, weary words left wanting. Shifter of shape and sick, snickers and twitters, left bereft of quip, wanton and wildly this king of Chordata, Many hidden hats hung on his head. Highborn herald. When Diego thank you. When Diego thank you? No knave need kneel afore this kneecamp. Oh, hey, that's me. Hold lunar knife high. Daughter's deserter and family abandoned. Look, to be fair, I have abandoned one daughter, not plural daughters. Troubled thoughts of world and wife concerned. Memories, meanderings mistaken. Coitus confused, goblin gifted. Larval son sprang forth. Fly free for 3 days. Homeland honored, humbly left unspoken. Taverns travelers, tedious and tumultuous. Rude ruses roused, unsuitably questioned. Asked without thought, what's next? Boy, this is long. The boisterous blue, babbling bold, bursting through, pontificating prophecy wine, well wishes upon these wizard sleeves hang slack, starling scourge, tiny hat, magic's mysterium, long fang, friend, fiend, and foe, orcs are evil. Secret names spoke softly, nuances unknown, lover of bird and rock, binder of rebellion, builder of revolt, soup in my butt, eater of nuts. These three hold keys to locks unbound, their spies and moles are paramount. Its pages dark and hard to turn. These heroes three, its book will burn. Written by the nameless, not the Dark Lord.
Are you guys reading poetry? Could I hear that?
What's this?
I hear that poem?
Oh, I just read the whole thing. It's very long.
Oh. Here's 600 gold for your trouble.
Oh, thank you. Tusador, would you recite a poem to us?
Sure. Early to bed. Early to rise.
Okay, that's enough. All right. Bye, Tusador.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you, whoever emailed that to us. That was very...
long.
That was very long.
But very impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. And I'm sorry, so I probably didn't do it any justice. Guys, maybe there are clues in this poem. Let's all memorize it. Usador, you eat it. We'll recite it every episode. Usador.
I've never seen you look so tired.
Wait, is he playing up the weak, feeble man, or is he just tired?
That really took a lot out of me.
Well, Rocky, thank you so much. And I'm sorry about whatever horses are going to die tonight.
Oh, it's just the old circle of life. When one horse comes in, 5, 6, 7 horses go out.
Oh,
trampled to death by those other horses.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
but, if you're free, feel free to come on by. We're having popcorn, then we're putting it on necklaces, and you can kind of walk around and eat it all day.
Oh, fun. Ooh, Night of Horses sounds pretty fun.
Should be a good time.
Is there any draw and quartering?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Chunt.
Yes?
I'll need you to cover for me for a moment, for I must go and ride my new steed around the town, and you must pretend as though I am still trapped here as a feeble old man. Come, Chode! Let's ride!
The phrase come, Chode, is not something that I ever want to hear again.
Sounded pretty normal to me.
Welcome back, all of you not permanently driven off by the phrase come chode. None of that really happened. Usador the Wizard was played by an angry child jumping on a stack of bubble wrap. No, wait, it was Matt Young. Fart Darkness, it's like he chooses these just to make me say them, was played by Adil Rafai. Rocky Cocodino the Used Horse Salesman was played by special guest Tim Lyons. Tim performs in the show Fudge every Tuesday at Chicago's IO Theater. Take it, Craig, and then I'll meet you in the reading cone to see how Gatsby gets out of this latest pickle. I have a good feeling about that guy.
Will do, and may I suggest that you all procure The Great Gatsby for your own personal reading cone so you'll be up to date for the big book club episode of the show next week. Next week! You can get your copy through the book club link on hellofromthemagictavern.com and help out the show. It's a really short book, but if you still don't have the time, we went ahead and put the link up to the Cliff Notes version as well. So either way, you can buy it there, help out the show, and, you know, at least get the gist of it. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz.
Oh, hey, Craig. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Robot Arnie. I kind of forgot you were here, you know. Probably because you're a robot and not a real person. Easy to forget.
I'm not a robot. You're a robot.
Okay, buddy. Whatever you say. Was there something you needed, Arnie?
Well, I do have a few things to announce. You mentioned at the top of the show that Chunt and Usador are doing a special Get Nuts live show at the Now Hear This Festival next month. But I also wanted to announce that the whole Hello from the Magic Tavern crew is doing a live show in Chicago, September 17th at the Music Box Theater. That's a great old Chicago movie theater. I saw the movie Memento there. At least I think I did. It feels like these memories are my memories. Anyway, it's part of the WBEZ's Podcast Passport series, and you can get tickets and more information at wbez.org/events. Or you can usually get information on all our upcoming live shows by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and clicking on the live shows tab. And I just wanted to very quickly congratulate Griffin McElroy and the McElroy brothers on the Adventure Zone podcast big finale of their first big campaign. If you're not familiar, it's three very funny brothers and their dad playing Dungeons & Dragons together. It starts off silly and becomes so much more. To be honest, I'm still catching up, so no spoilers. But if you haven't listened, you should! Go subscribe to the Adventure Zone, start at the beginning. And while I'm at it, there are so many great funny and dramatic Dungeons & Dragons and live role-playing podcasts that if you're into that thing, or thinking of experimenting, you should check out. Our buddies over at the One Shot Podcast Network, which is also based in Chicago, they've got a lot of great ones. There are actually a couple episodes of One Shot that Arnie Usador and Chunt are on. There's also Nerd Poker, Assorted Acquisitions Incorporated shows, the Table Titans podcast with our friend Scott Kurtz, who played the Carfoonist, Friends at the Table, Critical Role, Critical Hit, Glass Cannon, Drunks and Dragons, who I believe sponsored this podcast at least once, You Meet in a Tavern, so many more. I'm sure I'm forgetting so many amazing podcasts that everyone should check out. What I'm saying is go to iTunes, search Adventure, Critical, or Dragons, subscribe to everything that comes up, and enjoy. But again, congratulations to the Adventure Zone. I'm excited to catch up and take notes on how to guide a ongoing serialized story towards anything resembling a satisfying conclusion. Conclusion. Okay, I'm gonna power down now.
I'm not a robot.
Poor guy. Doesn't even realize he's a robot. What a sad life. Well, I better head to the reading cone before the monitoring chamber runs out of oxygen. Remember to visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.